CRI News. I'm Liu in Beijing. A tourist bus has overturned on a highway in the rural area in Hunan province, killing 10 people and injuring 33 others. The accident happened at around 3:40 p.m. yesterday on the highway near a village in Yongshun County. The injured people have been rushed to different hospitals in the nearby Zhangjiajie city. Local police are investigating the cause of the accident. Chinese media and internet users have decried a lack of morals in modern society after a 2-year-old girl was left bleeding by the side of a road in the city of Foshan in Guangdong province last week. The incident, captured by a surveillance camera, showed a girl being hit by a white van on a narrow market street. The driver fled the scene of the accident, leaving the girl to bleed on the sidewalk. Over a dozen people walked by the girl without offering help over the next 6 minutes. The girl was hit a second time by another van, after which someone finally came to her aid. The girl was put on life support after being sent to the hospital. She remains in a deep coma. Police say the drivers of both vehicles have been arrested. 89 people have been killed as torrential rains continue to batter Mexico and Central America. El Salvador is the worst affected, with 32 people killed, mostly buried in their houses by mudslides. Some 350,000 people have been affected. El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala have declared a state of emergency. According to weather forecasts, intense rain is expected to continue for at least one more day across the region. North Korea and the United States will hold a second round of denuclearization talks next week in Geneva. The two countries might meet on October 26th, according to reports of the Yonhap News Agency. In July, Pyongyang and Washington held talks in New York over reviving stalled 6-party talks. North Korea walked out of the talks in 2009, but has since expressed its wish to return to the negotiating table. The Bank of Thailand has estimated that damage caused by heavy floods in many industrial parks in central Ayutthaya province is expected to reach about $3.2 billion. 5 industrial estates in the hard-hit province were flooded last week. The cost of damage to those industrial estates is about 1% of the country's GDP. More than 352,000 workers in 15 flood-stricken provinces have their jobs suspended. Over 300 people have been killed in the country's worst flooding in decades. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has left for Cuba to receive a thorough medical exam after 4 rounds of chemotherapeutic treatment for his cancer. Chavez says the checkup will confirm there are no malignant cells in his body. The 57-year-old has promised to inform the Venezuelan people of the results. Chavez had 2 surgeries in Havana earlier this year to remove a cancerous tumor. Despite his health, Chavez has announced that he will run for a new term in next year's election. 2 airports have suspended flights due to the volcanic ash cloud generated by a volcano in Chile. Argentine Transportation Ministry has confirmed that all flights have been canceled at the Jorge Newbery Airport, which provides domestic and regional services. Most airlines in another airport in the city have decided to cancel or delay their flights until the ash cloud disappears. More than a dozen international flights have also been canceled in neighboring Uruguay. Air traffic has been affected in Brazil as well. China's first A380 Super Jumbo has taken its maiden flight from Beijing to Guangzhou. China Southern Airlines is the first airline operating the Airbus A380 in China, and the 7th in the world. The double-decker plane will fly between Beijing and Guangzhou until October 26th, and then between Shanghai and Beijing from 27th to 29th. The jet's international routes have yet to be announced. An awards ceremony has been held in Beijing for international photographers who excelled in a worldwide photo contest focusing on the global fight against poverty. The Zoom In on Poverty International Photo Contest received more than 32,000 photos from 109 countries and regions. 7 photographers, including 4 Chinese, 1 Dutch, 1 Italian, and 1 Spanish, won gold prizes. As an important part of the event, Xinhua and Reuters launched a joint campaign into Africa in August by sending journalists to cover poverty issues in Africa. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.